Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 26, 1806. Lewis concerned. Lewis writes that the morning is cloudy and it continues to rain, so he delays departing until about 9 a.m. He sets out after having the horses caught and bidding a last farewell to Camp Disappointment. He goes down Badger Creek and then to the Two Medicine River, where he sees some Indian lodges which had been inhabited the previous winter. He then proceeds to the confluence of the Marias River. He writes,
"I had scarcely ascended the hills before I discovered to my left, at the distance of a mile, an assemblage of about 30 horses. I halted and used my spyglass, by help of which I discovered several Indians on the top of an eminence just above them, who appeared to be looking down towards the river, I presumed at Druyer. About half the horses were saddled. This is a very unpleasant sight. However, I resolved to make the best of our situation and to approach them in a friendly manner. I directed Joseph Fields to display the flag which I had brought for that purpose and advanced slowly toward them. I told the two men with me that I apprehended that these were Minnetarees of Fort de Prairie, and from their known character I expected that we were to have some difficulty with them. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 26, 1806.
Lewis and the Indians approached each other slowly. Lewis attempted to shake hands, and as it was growing late, he proposed that they should remove to the nearest part of the river and camp together. Lewis was relieved that there were only 8 Indians in the party. He felt he and his men could handle any situation that might arise. The evening was spent discussing Lewis's meeting with various Indian nations and promoting peace among the nations. He presented a few gifts, and the party retired for the evening. Lewis took the first watch. To relate exactly how Lewis felt is difficult, but clearly he was much concerned. The Indians were somewhat agitated as well. Meanwhile, back on the Yellowstone, Clark, with his men, writes,
"Set out this morning very early. Proceed on past creeks very well. Fortunately for us, we found an excellent channel to pass down on the right of a stony island. Half a mile below this bad place, we arrived at the entrance of the Bighorn River on the starboard side. Here I landed immediately in the point, which is of soft mud mixed with sand. I walked up the Bighorn 1/2 mile and crossed over to the lower side and formed a camp on a high point. I, and with one of my men, Labiche, walked up the northeast side of the Bighorn 7 miles to the entrance of a creek, which falls in on the northeast side and is 28 yards wide. Some running water, which is very muddy. This creek I call Muddy Creek." Captain William Clark, July 26, 1806.
The party passed several small creeks flowing into the Yellowstone as they approached the Bighorn River. The Bighorn forms the Yellowstone-Treasure County line where it reaches the Yellowstone River. The stream Clark and Labiche reached on their walk up the Bighorn was Tulloch Creek, which enters the Bighorn from the southeast in Treasure County. Tomorrow, a little excitement on the Marias.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Hal Hansen. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.